The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. She's the smartest girl on the show.
I have a question.
It's News-ish with Betty Rock on The Wally Show.
Hackers have become so commonplace that now companies are hiring legit ones to test their system and make sure it's not hackable.
Can you trust them? I mean, like...
That's true.
You hope that you turn over a new leaf, and it makes sense. Like, go and work with people who know the ins and outs.
Yeah, but if you want to know for personal reasons if your accounts are easy to hack, here are the top 5 tips legit hackers have for you. And I think it's good to keep in mind. First, out-of-date software. I know we hate it. We hate it when that thing pops up and it says, you need to update your software.
I picked up my phone off the nightstand today, and it was all in Chinese. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh my God.
Yeah, apparently my phone updated overnight. And I've always said it to, like not do that. Like, let me tell it. But then a notice came up, and I hit later or something like that today.
Because it knows you're going to keep saying later, 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 and
so it updated. I'm like, well, I guess, ni hao. You know, I'm like, I'm going to figure this out.
Well, software typically comes with security fixes. That's why it needs to be done. So if your phone has been telling you you need to do it or your computer, go ahead and do it. Another one, and I know this is another, is reusing passwords. They say don't reuse your passwords because once your password is identified, a hacker can add it to the dark web for other hackers to try.
I have got...
How do you even get to the dark web?
That's the thing. Like, we have...
www.darkweb.com.
it's easier than you think, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have like a program through our benefits where you can have ID protection. And I have that, and I had, and I went and checked that because I got like a suspicious text and an email that said someone was trying to use my Google account. And it was like, you have 5 notices of your password being compromised on the dark web. I'm like, what? And it was from like that Evite thing. What was that thing that people used to do for all the invites?
Oh, digital. I don't know.
Yeah, but
know
it was like everyone was using that, and apparently my stuff got compromised.
But
there.
That's important because another tip is clicking on suspicious links.
Yes.
Now, typically these will come in the form of spam emails or iffy text messages, and Wally has actually found himself culpable.
I clicked on one, and I know not to. I know not to. But this one looked really good. Like, it didn't have the normal.
Better.
Yeah, it didn't have the normal misspelling. Somewhere the hackers have decided, let's hire some people that know English and actually make it sound legit.
Right.
And this one was really good.
Another one is oversharing on social media. Mm. You might think, oh, I'm just letting people into my life. No one cares, first. And then second, if you give it too much personal information to hackers, they can change things like convincing your phone company to switch your number to a new phone.
Oh.
And then you don't have a phone anymore.
That's crazy. I get it, man. I had one of the things with the password change. I went to log into our benefits so I could get my W-2. Mm-hmm. And it was like, hey, how you doing, Wally? Hey, real quick, while you're here, let's go ahead and change your password. So I'm like, great. So I go to change my password. And then they're like, oh, by the way, what street did you grow up on? And then I'm like, okay, was it? Did I capitalize it? Did I have a space between avenue?
Yes, I get it.
I know. It drives me nuts. But unfortunately, that's the world we live in. And you just kind of have to put up with it if you don't. Because having your stuff compromised is way worse.
Yeah,
for
sure.
And so, like, I get it. So maybe if one of these tips helps you today prevent having your identity stolen, it's well worth the extra headaches. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And the other day I was in a meeting and they were talking about like focus groups and trying to figure out what people, listen to WayFM for and, and they do all this stuff with outside companies to figure things out. And I thought, yeah, that's great. I love all that. I love that because we want to better serve the people that listen to us. But I thought, we have a built-in opportunity for focus groups right here with normal people that aren't like being paid to be part of a survey or anything like that. Just people that listen every day. And I would love to hear why you choose to listen to WayFM. Why do you listen to The Wally Show? I would be fascinated to hear why.
I think there are a lot of many reasons as to why people listen to Christian music, but I think it all comes back to one essential thing, and that is that we're all searching for something.
Right.
And this reminds us what is important.
But you say Christian music, and you're right. You can get that anywhere. You can get that on Spotify. You can get that at other Christian radio stations. Mm-hmm. It's easy to consume, but why do you listen here? What's the difference? Why do you listen to Way FM specifically versus everything else that's at your disposal? I would love to know this, because two, in finding this out, we can go, oh, okay, this is something that we do well. Let's do more of that. Mm-hmm. Or, you can let us know, yeah, I like this, or this is not what I like either. I'll take both, because then it's like, oh, we can formulate, you know, how to better serve you inside of this. And I'd love to be able to take this to, like, the higher-ups who are, like, doing research with an outside company and then go, hey, look what I found out. Look at this. These are actual real people that listen to us every day. Check them out. Margaret, here's why she listens. Mm-hmm. She's amazing, by the way. I heard her whole story. Like, I'd love to be able to share that with them. So let's do this. Let's do a little research here. Why do you specifically listen to Way FM? What is your reason? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What is your reason?
I turned Way FM on because it was the first Christian station I found when I decided that that's what I needed to listen to. And I have not moved the dial because you guys are funny, you're raw, you're real, you're amazing. And you're my little tiny best friends to live in my radio.
Oh, well, that's scary, but cool. Well, Jody, thanks for being on with us today.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. All right, Christy, you're up. It's our little market research here. Just curious, why do you choose to listen to Way FM or the nonsense of The Wally Show?
As Betty said, you can get Christian music anywhere, and I can. You can find your genre and your liking, but you can't get you guys. I love Way FM. That is the word I like to use. I love your boss, whoever put you all together, your personalities, like you, Betty, and Gavin. Like, I'm on my way to work right now, and I laugh with you all, and I feel like I know you all.
You know what put us all together? Failure. We just all failed at everything else we tried, and we ended up in the same place. Why do you listen to Way FM or The Wally Show, Kim?
Well, you guys are awesome, first of all.
And I'm not doing this so that people just compliment us. I want to be really clear about that. Like, I really genuinely want to find out, because we're actually doing some research, and I want to add this to that body of research from real people that listen.
Yeah, so what I love is that you all are talking about real stuff that as Christians we deal with, just real life stuff we all question. Just you all are real with us, how you think and how you feel and your walk with the Lord. And that's what I'm looking for, is the realness.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, honestly, you know, we're in this with you because none of us have this all figured out. And daily, we are trying to get Betty back on the right path. And I think it's something we're all doing together.
Thank you for not giving up on me.
I never will, Rock. I never will.
Betty, you're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Hannah, you're up. So why do you choose to listen to Way FM? Thanks for joining our focus group, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. Just always grown up with Way FM on the radio as a kid, like since I can remember. It was on all the time. And at this point, as I've gotten older, it just feels like home wherever I go, wherever I go.
That's so cool, because Way FM is generational because people have supported it. I mean, it's community supported, so all these years somebody was investing in it so that you could listen to it as a kid, and now you listen to it as an adult, and then your kids can listen to it. I am curious, when you were a kid, was I still on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's great. I have some longevity here.
It's like listening to your grandpa, isn't it, Hannah?
It. I'd really like to know from people who listen to Way FM why you choose to listen.
I listen for lots of reasons, but one very important reason is Wally's Monday School.
Oh, no way, really?
Yes, I lead the Monday morning devotion at work, and typically I'm prepared, but every once in a while I'm not. And man, God has provided Wally's Monday School, which is spot on what we need for that day.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm so glad that you're able to get something out of it, because there are times where I'm sitting across from him and I'm making eye contact with him and I'm trying to understand. And it's like, you know, the Charlie Brown teacher?
Yeah. That's because you don't love the Lord like Debbie. Like Debbie gets it.
Those are the days I don't use it. It's on those other days when it's really spirit-filled.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. So glad we're doing the research here. All right, Megan, you're up. So why do you listen to the nonsense we call the Wally Show?
Well, my daughters and I listen to this show every morning on our way to school. And I love hearing the news-ish with Betty, and just getting caught up on current events. So you get your news plus the Christian radio plus the music. But we love the segments that you guys do.
Oh,
and
cool.
One of our favorite ones is whenever you pick the song, like you'll play like the hook and the main part of two different songs.
Oh, yeah, Snap Judgment.
Snap Judgment, yes. That's one of our favorite segments. And I really do relate to you, Wally. I feel like you and I are kindred spirits.
Uh-oh.
and I listen to the podcast, and it's so funny. As you get older, like when you're younger, you listen to the radio for music. But when you get older, you enjoy the talking more. So I listen to the podcast every day, and I love the Aftercast. The Aftercast is my favorite.
That is the nicest thing you could ever say to a DJ, is I love the talking more. Thank you so much.
I do. I really do. And it gives us conversations. We just really enjoy it. But I just really relate to you, Wally. A lot of the things that you share and even some of your opinions on things, I'm like, man, we would be such good friends. I've also Googled how to tell if you're a narcissist. I feel like we could get along very well.
That's so great in a backhanded way. I love it. You know what? I honestly really appreciate you calling and sharing all this, because this wasn't just to, you know, placate our egos or anything like that. I'm genuinely trying to figure out why people listen so that we can better serve, you know, the people that listen and give them what they want. So thank you very much. I got angst, narcissism, and rants. You're welcome.
Yes,
we'll do it.
I love it. I think it's great. I love the raw and realness of all three of you. You're all wonderful.
Well, thank you so much, Megan. You're the best. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. It was awesome talking to you guys.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us. But going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that. But it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of. But instead, I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you, so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Sifting through the insanity to find you something that feels good.
Mucho, mucho joy. I like to give away joy for free.
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
So there's a lady named Brooke who's been teaching first grade for the past 12 years, and she wanted to do something to help her kids improve their reading scores. We need more great teachers that really invest in kids and go above and beyond and be creative. You know, because I still remember some of my teachers that were great like that, and they make a difference and an impact. And she came up with this brilliant idea about fostering puppies in her class. Okay. Yeah, Gavin is the dog person. It's like, this is great.
That's adorable.
So instead of it being a puppy being fostered at a home with an individual, it would be a class that would take it over.
Yeah. So she's like, I just couldn't stop thinking about all the amazing benefits that the puppies could bring to the classroom. It could bring so much mental health support, reading support too, not only for students, but the staff as well. So she takes the idea to the principal. The principal says, okay, you can bring him in for a day. We'll see how it goes. Apparently the principal is a dog person too. It's brought so much joy that the puppies have lifted everyone's spirits, and since then they haven't gone many days without having puppies in the school.
Oh,
I know, right?
Well, and you think about it, you know, as a kid, you don't want to go to school.
Right.
I mean, you will take a spanking over going to school.
Absolutely.
But if you know that there is a puppy that's waiting for you.
And that's the point of all of this. She says, people think my classroom must be like a zoo and chaos, but it's actually very calming, and the puppies usually sleep most of the day. Our productivity is up, and the students are getting their work done so that they can have puppy time.
Oh,
And all the puppies are like, why are you waking me up again, Mark? Just leave me alone. Go back and read.
I love this idea. Yeah. I know that that would have gotten me to school for
absolutely.
Sure.
And this is what's really cool about it. Students and their parents even sign up to care for the puppies on weeknights and during the weekends. And so it's not just at school. So these puppies are being taken care of at school. And the test scores for these kids in reading, that was our whole goal, is up like 32%.
Wow.
So they're killing it, you know, and it's because of these little puppies. I think it's fantastic. And they say that these puppies are getting adopted more rapidly than other puppies, too.
I bet, because if you put on their adoption papers, like pictures of them with the kids in the class, who couldn't say no to that?
I love this. We should try this at work, actually. Bring in some puppies and just pet them all day. That'd be so good.
I'm down.
Yeah. We went to a conference. Remember that conference we went to last year?
Yes.
Yes.
And you made fun of it.
I did.
We had a calming center at this event we went to, and the calming center had a little gate inside was full of five puppies.
Yep.
And I thought it was amazing. So many people came over there, but you just ridiculed
it. Yeah, I did.
To death.
Because it's branding. It's marketing. It's bad. Calming center, stress relief. Oh, I'm so overworked. You're at a conference away from work, enjoying your life. It's pretty great. And like, oh my gosh, I need emotional support. No, just call it a puppy petting zoo.
Wait a minute.
A puppy petting zoo, I'm in.
No, wait a
minute.
If I
needed to go for emotional support, I'm not going anywhere near there.
No, because now you're okay with the kids getting emotional support. They don't have bills to pay.
Totally different.
They're getting their food made for them.
No, but they got to deal with Brad on the playground later, and Brad's kind of a terror, so... Like, they need these puppies, trust me.
What's on your mind today?
Like, I want to change, but I'm not open to make those changes.
Right. How does that make you feel?
Uplifting, Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And counseling is something that I am not, on a first-hand basis, familiar with. I have not been.
He refuses to go.
Yeah, but Betty has. Betty's been.
Have.
And she's seen great results from it.
Yes, it's been great to just talk with someone who doesn't have any inkling of what the people are or... It's just an outside view of things, and it can be very helpful.
So what we like to do is a segment called Shrink Wrap, where we're just going to talk about things that maybe you've learned in a therapy session or with a counselor, whatever you want to call them, but something that you learned that was a good takeaway for the people who haven't committed yet to going to therapy, but the loved ones in their lives want them to go.
I see what you're doing.
What?
Because you, it's that old proverb, that old saying that's like the people that go to counseling about the people that don't go to counseling.
Exactly.
You just want to get counseling, but for free.
Yes, I want free therapy. Yes.
You just want to learn from others. That's not how you do it.
You nailed it. No, this works for me. This works for me.
Gosh.
No, but I do think that there is that certain people have issues with counseling or whatever, or the theory or the concept of it. And you see it as, well, this is failure. I wasn't able to help myself. I come from that generation, okay?
Which is wrong.
Right. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just explaining a truth, okay? Of how I perceive. You have to accept my truth.
It's your truth.
But you have to accept it.
It's your truth.
Touche. Don't you hate that? Don't you hate that? So thank you for accepting my truth. But the thing about it is I do believe that, like, there'll be things that I'll hear Betty say or other people say. They're like, oh, yeah, I learned this thing. And it's like, oh, that's a really good step. Like, that's a good process. And so that's what we want to share right now. What is something that was a takeaway from, like, a counseling session that you learned and you're like, man, this was really good for me. I'd love to share it with somebody else because it could make a difference in their life as well. So
if you implement it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Having all the information in the world and doing nothing with it doesn't matter at that point. Mm-hmm. So I totally get it. So I will implement the first piece of advice that works for me.
Oh, my word.
That works for me. Like, well, I mean, if it's something about being a mom, it's not going to help me. So,
okay.
I mean,
Okay, fine. Okay. I don't want to fight. This is why I go to counseling.
This is growth, Rock. All right, for both of us, 855-33-WAY-FM. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that little takeaway you had from a session that you think matters and will help other people out? 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you got?
So I have a couple things for you. One, I think therapy is good for everybody. I 100% agree with Betty Rock. You have no idea how much it can help. Two, I learned that you need to love people for who they are and not who you want them to be. That was kind of eye-opener in so many ways. But the third one that helped me the most is that I have a lot of really bad anxiety and I can have panic attacks. And my therapist taught me grounding mechanisms, like getting on the ground, just if you're able to go outside and just sit in the grass and just like ground yourself. Or he also recommended like starting from your toes all the way up your body, just kind of like focusing on your feet and tightening them up, and then your legs, and then your waist, and then your trunk, and you know, so forth.
Yeah, because the purpose is that when you're anxious, your mind is just going in a million different directions. And so when you ground yourself, okay, and you think about the surroundings, like you focus on one thing you see, two things you can, okay, smell, right, things like that, it brings you back to the present instead of thinking about, right, the future.
Okay, because yeah, like as somebody who's never been to therapy, and if my therapist was like, okay, when you feel anxious, go outside and sit in the grass, I probably would be like, I'm paying you for this? Why am I paying you for this?
But that's not how he recommended it. It was just like, find ways that ground yourself.
Right.
And you would be really surprised. I do it on my lunch break at work. I'll go take my socks and shoes off and just sit in the grass and just ground myself.
And I say all this to say that I actually get where he's coming from and why that would be good to refocus you on something else other than the big problem that is staring you down and weighing you down. So,
right,
you know what? I'm honestly not making fun of it. I'm serious. And I do kind of understand it. So there you go. I'm taking my shoes off right now.
Great. Let's go.
No, Brock, you need to stay in work. Well, Christy, thanks for being on Shrink Wrap with us today. We appreciate you.
You guys have the best day ever. Thank you so much.
So what is something you learned, you know, that you thought was good for you and you want to share it with other people?
So recently I found myself being disappointed in people around me.
Don't tell me about it. It's easy to do when you have bad people around you, right?
Right. So I brought it to my therapist, and my therapist is Christian-based, which we love.
I do love that.
Brought it to her, and she was like, you know what? If you have these expectations from people and they're disappointing you, then you need to communicate those expectations. If you don't feel comfortable communicating these expectations to the person, to the people, then you shouldn't have any expectations, and
ooh,
then you're not going to be just.
I like that. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have expectations but you won't share them, that's not fair to them, mm-hmm, and so you have to let that go. That's really good.
So that it changed so many dynamics in my life, in my marriage, in my coworkers, in my friendships.
Well, I love that. I think that's really good. I think Betty Rock should lower her expectations with me.
Yeah, Mira, if you ever hear in your next counseling session how to deal with people when you set the expectation, yet they don't think that's worthy of following.
It's not reasonable. It was an unreasonable expectation.
It's not reasonable to ask you not to smack your food when you're eating.
It's not a reasonable thing because I'm powerless. I can't control it.
You are not.
I cannot control it. The Lord made me this way.
Mira, we need help.
What do you got?
All right. So I learned that control is fear in action, and there's a root cause in not trusting God and His will for your life.
So preach. I get it.
When you fear something or the situation, you try and clamp down on what you can control. And then ultimately, when you attempt to control it, it's out of control. And then you take personal responsibility for the outcome, which you really had nothing to do with.
I've always understood that, like, when I'm at my worst and I'm trying to control something and I have to look at it, it's because I fear what it could be, or I fear not being in control of it. And that's when I control it even more. And you're right, sometimes it goes really south. So that's good. I'm on the right page with what your therapist is saying. I don't know how to fix it, don't care to fix it, but I really do. We've identified it. First step there, baby steps. Thank you, Laurel.
Way to go.
Yes, thank you.
No, don't encourage it.
Yes.
No.
All right, Chris, you're up. What is that thing that you learned in therapy that you want to share with us here on Shrink Wrap?
When my husband and I did our pre-marriage counseling, we were told, if you have an argument and you fight to win, remember that you're still married to the loser.
Oh, yes, because you still got to go home and look at the loser. Like, you have a fight at work, you can separate. Like, that's a good point. And how do you want them to behave after you win an argument? Because winning arguments inside of a marriage is really tricky. One, because my wife very rarely lets me. And two, if you're keeping score and you're trying to win an argument, not solve a problem, that's where you have bigger issues.
And that's where it was rooted. It was to remind us we're on the same team. So there's a different enemy that we need to be fighting against, and it shouldn't be each other.
So now, Chris, when your husband makes you angry and he does something so ridiculous, how do you face it?
Ooh. Do you want a radio answer or a real answer?
The real answer.
I'd like a real answer, please.
There's still a lot of eye rolling and walking away, and I cannot believe you just.
Yeah, my wife recently went and had her eyes examined, and the guy was going through seeing if she needed new glasses, and he asked her, he said, do you roll your eyes a lot? And she's like, yes, why? And it turns out it was me, and she doesn't need new glasses. She needs a new me.
Oh, my.
Well, Chris, thanks for being on the show with us.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
He's kind of smart.
Guys have underestimated me my entire life.
Sorry, read that wrong. He's kind and smart. It's News-ish with Gavin.
I think that we're all prone to have habits that irritate other people.
Sure.
What? Yeah. And, you're admitting. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I know I'm difficult.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is a big step. I might tear up.
Yeah. You're no walk in the park either, kid.
I am a blessing. My mom says I'm a blessing.
Well, I think sometimes we're aware of how, you know, let's say, like, rude we're being. But there's this list I found of, you know, this person created a common things that people do. And they don't actually realize they're being rude. And I want to take you guys through a few of these. Maybe they sound like you. Maybe they do irritate you. So the first one, just listening to anything in public with the volume turned up.
Oh,
rude.
Yeah.
Rude or not rude.
I've seen people do that on planes too. You're like, I don't want to hear your music. Like, you have headphones.
Yeah,
for a
it
reason.
Doesn't really bother me with speakerphone, but that's because I'm nosy and I like to know other people's tracks. But if it's a kid that's playing a game it's on and it's just going, that's annoying.
I get that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, this one applies to me. It says letting your dog jump on somebody else.
Yeah, so I don't like that.
I have one dog who is a jumper and jumps on me every time I get home.
Can't
but
stand
I'm a sturdy man. I can brush him off. But I try my best to not let him jump on other people who come in or if we're in public. But sometimes it's hard to control him.
My brother-in-law had a dog that would do that just nonstop, and it would always knock Haley over when she was little and terrified her of big dogs and stuff. And I would go over and it would, like, my wife hated it too. And I'd go over there, and I had seen a thing one time, and they're like, just put your knee in the dog's chest. He doesn't jump on me.
Way to create authority.
Yeah, he doesn't jump on me. Jumped on everybody else, but that dog got a knee in the chest.
This next one was asking somebody when they're planning on getting married.
Oh, Rock, that's right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I would say it's even worse if you're single. Like, don't ask me. If it were up to me, it would have been years ago.
Sure.
But take it up with the Lord. It ain't with me.
Right, it's not her fault.
But I could also see where... don't you know this song, but I could also see, too, where... With young couples, it just makes it awkward. Like, maybe they're having a tiff.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're just like, when are you going to get married? Don't do that. Just let it be.
All right. And the last one was looking at your phone while someone is talking to you. Wally, put the
phone
down.
Well,
sorry.
So
you still talking?
Annoying, and it's rude.
I know, but then I might miss out on something. I have FOMO. Or somebody might need something for me that's really, really important.
But 99% of the time, it's not.
98.7% of the time, it's not. But then that other percent and a half, like, man, someone's in a hospital. They need me. You know, I got to get there.
You got a problem.
Yeah, I do have a problem. So, yeah, I can see how those things, all of those things can be misconstrued. Or not misconstrued. Can be perceived as rude. So, yeah, there you go. So maybe we'll all do a little work on ourselves this week. All of us, yeah. I'm sorry. Hang on a second. I got to text somebody. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little hashtag your weekend. Well, we'll ask you to give us a creative hashtag, and we'll try to guess what happened for your weekend. But you don't want it, like, super obvious. For example, mine is hashtag Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can.
So what do you think? Hashtag Spider-Man. What do you think, Rock?
Okay, I think that you found your old costume that you used to wear as a kid.
I did have a Spider-Man costume that I used to wear. My mom made it.
Yes. And now you couldn't even stick a toe in the leg part.
Brutal.
That's tough.
Brutal.
That's what I'm guessing.
I get it.
It shrunk a bit. You tried.
Sadly,
it ripped.
Sadly, it would have fit height-wise. But it would not fit weight-wise. No, thank the Lord you're wrong. Gavin.
I know that you had recently got a new video game console.
I did, yes.
And I know that the Spider-Man video game was really big in the last year or so. So I think you played a ton of that this weekend, but you didn't just play it as Wally. You got into character. You had got a new
Spider-Man costume. Yeah.
Costume.
You have to.
Threw it on while playing the game all weekend.
No, I did not. I have the game. I'm not a giant fan of it.
Sure.
And I know people like it. I've been doing the F1 racing because that I'm a big fan of. And I have worn my Red Bull jacket while I drove. And one time I almost went as far as to put my motorcycle helmet on just so my wife would walk out and roll her eyes. I actually was trying to do something at the house. It should have taken an hour and a half max, okay? And it was basically running a cord through the wall. I already have a conduit there. It would run down, and then it moves equipment around, like digital stuff, so I don't have to have wires showing in my house. So I start to pull the cords through the wall, and they get stuck, completely stuck. I'm trying everything. I cannot get these wires to move. I've already got fish lines in there. Like, I've done it all right. And it ends up, I have to go under my house. It's raining. I'm under my house trying to get my wife to pull on a cord while I'm pulling the things under my house. And I walk into the Armageddon of spiders.
Oh, no.
Everywhere. My face, I walk in, because it's dark. I'm doing this at night. This ends up taking me 4 hours. I have so many spiders in my hair, spider webs in my face.
Stop.
I still feel right now like there are spiders crawling on me.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Did she let you back in the house?
She was like, you're going to need to like wipe off and clean it. And I tried, but I still can't get the feeling. I had so many spiders on me. It was crazy.
What's that on your head?
I know. See, and my face is itchy. And the stupid dumb luck, none of them are radioactive and bite me like Spider-Man, and I'm just normal and I just had spiders on me. So there you go. That was my Spider-Man weekend. What is yours? Just like that. Give us a hashtag that's creative and we will try to guess what happened. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your hashtag your weekend now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Francesca, thanks for joining us for Hashtag Your Weekend, where you give us a creative hashtag, and we will attempt to guess what happened. What do you got?
Hashtag Riding Dirty.
Hashtag Riding Dirty, okay. I am going to say that you have your car, and you have kids, and they decided to not clean off before they got in your car, and they just destroyed the inside of your car.
No.
Okay, no.
I think that in your local neighborhood, they have a car wash where it's like you have to pull up and you have to get your tires lined up on that track and then put it in neutral. And sometimes that's very intimidating. And so I think that you just haven't worked up the courage to get there and run your car through. So instead, you're just riding around with your car all dirty because you just can't do it yet.
She's from Jersey. No. She doesn't fear anything. Like, Francesca doesn't fear the things that other ladies fear.
I don't, unfortunately. God bless me with stubbornness. But no, you're wrong, Daddy.
All right, hashtag your weekend riding dirty. What happened?
So my son, Mason, plays for Special Olympics soccer. He made it to the Tri-County Games. They won. But my 3-year-old son decided to jump into a golf cart on the field that had a key in it and almost took everyone out.
Oh,
nice.
Nice.
It's great because he's also deaf, so he couldn't hear us screaming stuff. So I had to jump into a golf cart and make sure my child didn't run over Special Olympic soccer players.
Wow. That's amazing. Like, so you sprung into action and you stopped the golf cart. That's like superhero mode. Now, sure, it was your kid that started it, but you could distance yourself from that. Like, whose kid is this? You know?
No, there's no denying that kid was mine. I mean, hello, look at his mother. Like, definitely Francesca's child.
Yeah, probably the tattoos on that 3-year-old gave it away.
Monday school is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
So Jesus taught in parables, and I did not know this, but in Greek, parable means to come alongside. Okay, that's kind of interesting. How does that apply to what Jesus did? And our pastor was talking about, it's like he would take something applicable to people's lives, you know, that they could understand contextually, and then have a deep spiritual meaning alongside of it. That's how he explained what was unimaginable, you know, at the time. And parables are basically earthly stories with heavenly meanings is kind of what they are. And so we looked at the parable of Jesus that he told of a farmer sowing seed. And the farmer would scatter some seed and some would fall on stone. Mm-hmm. Others would, you know this story,
some,
right?
Some the crows would come and pick up and fly away with. Yeah.
Some would fall in like limited soil and others in good soil, that kind of stuff. Some would get in all the thorns. Okay, so there's a point to all that that he was making, because back then they understood farming more than we do now.
Now we're like McDonald's?
Yes. So now you have to explain farming and then the whole thing. But it's funny because even though it was back then when they should have known it, the disciples were a little confused. And he literally had to break down. He's like, all right, knuckleheads, here's the deal. Okay, and he literally in the Bible talks about how he had to explain it to them. And so the seed represents the word, okay? And the seed that landed on the stone was basically hard-hearted people who hear but don't receive. The seed doesn't grow in them at all. The seed that landed in the shallow soil represents people who hear it, but they quickly forget it. They, like seeds, have no roots, so when trouble or persecution comes, they quickly fail and wither away. The seed that falls on the in the thorns are people that hear it, and they're excited about it. This is great, but then they get choked out by things like worry and wealth and desiring the wrong things. He actually said that too. And so, but the seed that falls on good soil are people who hear the word and are undeterred by troubles or distractions. They depend on and trust in God, and they not only hear, but they understand and they grow. And so that's kind of a deeper representation of what all that meant. I get why the disciples didn't get it. You're like, okay, rocks, path, geez.
But
Jesus, please, would you just, and they're not swearing, but they're like, Jesus, please tell us what you mean.
But it kind of helps me. It gives me encouragement that the disciples were that dumb.
Yeah.
Because I am that dumb too.
I know, and I know. We've all said that.
I need it to be dumbed down for a five-year-old. And so I'm glad that I'm not the only one.
So after you hear that, though, which seed are you? You know, and honestly, I've been all those seeds at different points in my life. And so the difference, though, is when we live like the seed that fell in the good soil, not only do we grow, but others grow because of us. And we're not farmers today, but we have the ability to help others grow if we allow God to grow in us. And that's your Monday School for today.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Last year, word got out that Millie Bobby Brown, a super successful actress, best known for her role in Stranger Things, was engaged to John Bon Jovi's son, Jake.
Yeah, Jake Bon Jovi. Oh. Jake Jovi.
Really?
Yeah.
Jake Jovi?
His real name is Bon Giovanni, so it's Jake Bon Giovanni.
But so fancy.
No one's ever going to call him that.
Yeah. Well, anyways, that's all we knew, that they were engaged. That was until now. Recently, Millie was asked how the successful proposal went down, and the 20-year-old, she's only 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
And Jake is 21. So they're little bitty
young
babies.
Sure.
Yes. But the 20-year-old claims that she was taken by surprise when she and Jake were scuba diving. And while they're deep underwater, she turns to look at Jake and he's pulled out a shell with an engagement ring inside.
It's in a shell that is so Little Mermaid, and
right?
I love it.
Wait,
I love this.
Did he plant the... Did he pick it up or did he just...
No, he found a shell with a ring in it, Gavin. Stay up.
No, he could have planted it earlier.
Get your head in the game.
And then come back.
Okay, let me finish the story.
Gavin's like, wait, there are shells with rings in them? Why do I not scuba dive?
Why did I pay $1,000 for...
Okay, here we go. So, of course, she couldn't verbally say yes. I mean, she's underwater. But she was able to give an over-exaggerated okay sign.
Oh, the hand
using
sign, yes.
Her hand.
Okay, okay.
Because you can't give a thumbs up either because that means
go
that
up.
You're ready to go up.
Right, you have to do okay.
So anyways, while that alone makes for a great story, it gets better. When Ooh. Jake put the ring on Millie's finger, it fell off.
No.
Yes.
This guy.
Yes, and without thinking, Jake dove after it.
Good
I mean,
for
it's,
him.
It's falling down into the depths of the ocean.
Probably valuable.
And you'll never find it again.
So he goes down. He was able to grab it, which is great. But later, he got an earful from the diving instructor that was with them who told Jake, you can't do that. Your ears, literally your brain will explode.
What?
I guess it's all about, you know, like the pressure.
You have to equalize the pressure, but that's where you squeeze your nose and you blow out. It equalizes your ears. Like, I guess he didn't like him descending so fast or something, maybe.
He probably didn't go too far. Like, if it drops, I don't know how fast things sink.
Fast enough.
And if you think it's worth a lot of money, it's going to sink even faster.
Well, because you know Jake doesn't have much of a job, I'm sure. And Daddy ponied up a lot of money for that ring, so he had to go get it. So good on him.
Well, despite all of that, Millie sees it as super romantic and a reflection of how they'll have each other's backs.
No, there you go. I love young love. It's so good. That's pretty creative.
Yeah.
As far as a proposal, that's done, Jake.
There.
I know, good
I bet
for you.
His dad gave him the idea.
Probably so. All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Away FM, this is The Wally Show, and we've started something called Small Group Chat. You have group chats on your phone, but we all go to small group in some form, and so we like to share with you things that we've picked up through our small groups. And Betty Rock, you got something today. What do you got?
Yeah, we've been talking about prayer, and we're focusing on the 5 P's of prayer.
Okay.
Now, I know that you and I have talked about prayer before in the past, and there are times where I can have all the good intentions that I'm going to be praying.
Yeah.
And my mind is like a little squirrel. It's just
darting
back and forth here and there. And before I know it, 5 minutes have passed and I didn't even pray.
And I'm on Amazon, like buying stuff. Like, what happened? Lord, why did we not spend this quality time together? I feel you.
Right. So I think that's why it's important to dive into the importance of prayer and what we can get from it and what we can give towards
Let's do this for other people that have short attention spans like yourself and me. Let's break this up. Give me 2 P's.
Okay, I'll give you the first two. So the first one is the priority of prayer.
Okay.
So the great thing about God is that we can pray anywhere at any time because he's always there. I mean,
that
we can be
true.
In our car. Don't close your eyes when you're driving, but you can pray wherever you are.
He's not busy texting somebody and like, hang on a sec. And then,
right.
So that's nice.
Watching that TikTok video.
Yeah.
But when you make prayer a priority by making a point to have a time scheduled out each day to pray, it makes it more special. So not those just random prayers, but instead having a set time in your day where you know you're going to sit down and that is time dedicated to prayer. That's making it a priority.
Yeah, and that's probably where if you're a person that is flighty, you need that. Because I do like having small prayers throughout the day. But then, if you don't, but those can be kind of real in passing.
Yes.
And so to really get down and pray, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the second piece?
The second one is the place of prayer. This can be a bit difficult.
That's my prayer room.
Right, exactly.
My war room.
Yeah. Well, the Bible tells of multiple times while Jesus was here on earth that he would go off by himself to a special place and pray. So if Jesus had a special place, then maybe we should too. And so for him, you know, it wasn't the same place every time. It was a garden here or, you know, he would just step off by
himself.
But he
got by himself.
But it was a space that was dedicated to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have that space doesn't always have to look like the same, but maybe there's a park near your office that you can go and walk through, you know, on your lunch break. And that's the park is your place of prayer.
Okay, so there you go. Yeah, priority and place. Those are the first 2 P's. We've got 3 more P's to go, and we'll do that in 10 minutes here on Small Group Chat with Lady Rock on The Wally Show. Uplifting interesting. Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Took a little doing, but we got Betty Rock back in church, and she's into a small group now, and she's kind of sharing with us what she learned about prayer. And so the first two were have a priority, make prayer a priority, and have a place where you go and get off by yourself. What are the next three things that will help people build their prayer life?
Yeah, and these are easy to remember because they're the five P's prayer. So the third one is the plan of prayer. Okay. So it's easy for your mind to wander. We talked about this. Mine is like a squirrel when I'm trying to pray. But it's easy to wander when you're trying to pray, but you don't know what to pray about. That's why it's important to make a plan. Think about who and what you want to pray about. And if you're still not sure, you can start with the Lord's Prayer and think on what you're saying.
True. Yeah.
But if you just have a plan in place, like maybe you know a couple of friends or family members that are going through something and you just want to, you know, say something about them.
There you go. Okay.
The fourth is the power of prayer. It's important to remember that there is power in prayer. If you think about it, Peter and John prayed powerful prayers asking to be able to speak God's word with boldness. And it led many to Christ. So prayer is a conversation with the God of the universe. And we shouldn't forget about that, that we can pray with power.
Yeah, and it's not all about just getting stuff. Like, he's not a vending machine. I think we tend to do that a lot. But there is power in prayer for life change when you're praying the right way and for the right
things. Yeah, and I've heard before, like, tell your problem about God. Like, instead of tell God about your problem, tell your problem about God.
I like that.
And so it's kind of making it where God is bigger. So if we remember the power of prayer, it makes it bigger than our problem.
You just added another P to this.
Oh,
nice.
That's right, I did.
Nicely done. All right, what's the last one?
And then finally, the person of prayer. Prayer is not about prayer, which I know sounds crazy. Prayer is not about prayer, but about who we're praying to.
Absolutely.
So we're praying to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm sounding pretty spiritual and Christian there. But the Son, Jesus, is the one delivering our prayers to God. The Holy Spirit is the friend who is always with us. And the Father, God, is the one who loves his children and cares about us. So when we remember those details of who God is, it makes it easier for us to want to come to him and pray to him.
That's really good. I love that. So there you go. The five P's of prayer. And hopefully if you've kind of struggled through some of this, at least even doing one of those, like, will be put you on the right path towards improving your prayer life. So that's awesome. That's great. That is our small group chat. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Come out, come out. Come out, you pretty kitten.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And you know what? We like to be helpers where we can. And we each have a different skill set, a gifting that God has given us. And Lady Rock has the gift of being able to look at any cat and name it the perfect name. Just in a moment's notice, okay? And so from time to time, people will say, hey, I've got this new cat. Will you help me name it? And that's where we're at right now.
Can I preface a little
please.
Something? Okay. I would just like to say that I felt it was a spiritual gift.
However,
in the past when we've done these couple segments where I've named a cat,
right,
I haven't come up with winners. And the reason is because you get in my head and speak negative, toxic things.
But I didn't any of that, did I?
I know, but
I
you
didn't.
Will.
I won't.
That's
I
the
didn't.
Thing. He doesn't do it now.
No, I said
but
she's
you
amazing.
Just watch. He's gonna do it
no,
later.
No, she's great. Like she's
I'll
really
give out
good
a name,
at this.
He'll be like, "Yeah, that's great, but you should have done."
Well, because sometimes it's just you inspire me, and to like, and that's really what we do. We pick each other up, you know, and you inspire me to great
whatever.
Things. Hey, Betty. Can you come up with a name for this kitten? My family got him. Okay, so there's some details in here. A couple weeks ago, need some names. We've had some ideas, but none have been good enough for me. Ouch. Please help. Can you help? Now, she sent other pictures of her other cats, Bob and Gigabyte.
Gigabyte.
Which I know. Yeah, those
That's
are good.
Cute.
So
That's
just
awesome.
So don't name it Bob or Gigabyte. Bob was more realistic, but Gigabyte I don't think you would have accidentally come up with.
So there's no characteristics about this kitten?
No, you're just going to have to go by the looks of old face. Oh my gosh, it melts my heart. Okay, so here's the picture upside down. Don't turn it over till I say so.
Okay.
I know. Very cute. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
On the count of three, name that cat. 3, 2, 1, go. I know, he's adorable, right?
Okay, he's black.
Describe him.
He's black, and he's just so tiny.
Yep.
He's
got, like, greenish eyes.
Yeah.
He look cloudy. Mm-hmm. Maybe cloudy.
Oh.
I know. She's thinking the wheels are turning right now because there's so much cuteness there.
I've got it.
Don't do that, Gavin.
I've got it.
Pepper.
Pepper, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Will you allow me to do this? Because this one, it slowed you a little bit.
It did.
Now, one time you named a black cat Cinder, and I thought that was the best black cat name.
No,
like,
I think that was
like
Gavin.
Soots and Cinder. Oh, good job.
Pretty good at this.
All right, Gavin, so you said you had a name as well. Let's see. What'd you come up with?
I just like the fact that he's just staring hardcore
sure.
at you.
Yeah.
It's funny because it looks like he has food, but those are the eyes my dog gives me when he's hungry.
Yeah.
This guy's got food, but he's staring.
Yeah.
And I kind of have always liked the name like Clarence.
Okay.
I'm going to call him Starence.
Starence.
It's
okay.
Not great. It's yeah. not, I would not choose okay. that if I were them, but it's the
you
name
what?
That came
I've
to mind.
I've had a minute to think.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Good.
I would go with Henry.
Henry, okay.
Why?
Henry.
I don't have a reason.
He just looks like a Henry to you?
He looks like a Henry.
Okay, well, there you go.
Snap his little bottom.
You could combine the two, Henry Starence, and their last name. Oh, so now Gavin's not good enough for you. Okay.
I mean, like, it was a good try.
Took you like 20 minutes to
I know. Yeah, really. It's like he had something.
He's Henry.
All right, well, there you go. Betty Rock has somewhat successfully done another one.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.